Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Fun traffic note for you. I just got word somebody says the CSX crews are starting to work at Olive. Yeah, huh, fun. All right. Hey, well, it'll happen eventually. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm well. Did you have cause to eat any food yesterday or so far today?
Yeah, no. I go through food pretty quickly. So
you're fit, muscular. You work out.
Yeah, I ate dinner that night.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Oh, wow. You're a better man, more man than I am, I guess.
That's what I've been telling you.
Touché. All right, thanks for that. So you did get to judge the Egg Fest and the finals and ate it, had a good
one
feed.
Of those
and it
judges,
was good.
Yes.
And the watermelon with the pork belly was the winner in the end?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I believe.
Good.
Oh, man, that was.
I must have eaten
good.
Five of those. It was so good.
Well, that's why I ate dinner. Yeah. I didn't eat five of them. I paced myself.
Oh, fine. Again, a better man than I.
That's not my first food competition.
But that's you do that every year. I do that every year. It's a great charitable organization. Yeah. You know, raise money for all kinds of different causes, and it's just a wonderful feed.
So, yeah, that's the way to put it. All kinds of different good causes.
Lots of different things. Let's go to probably the highest profile incident of the last week, which was the shooting at Amberway, where your officers show up and get shot at by an AR-15. Is that right?
Yeah, on the 9th, we got a couple calls, actually, from the neighborhood saying there's a guy out there with guns and he's firing. In fact, our dispatcher hears the
shots. Oh, so he was outside?
He was outside, right.
Okay.
Our dispatchers can hear the gunshots going off whenever callers were calling.
Wow.
So when our deputies get there, they also can hear the fire gunshots, and then they see that there's a man laying down prone facing them. He refuses their orders to drop the weapons and to surrender.
So he shot at them?
Whenever they're pulling up, they're hearing the gunshots going off.
So we don't know if he was targeting them exactly, but
if I pull up and I hear gunshots,
just,
I see.
I just asked, like, if a guy's on the ground with an AR-15 prone and aiming, how does he miss? All I wonder. You know, so it just.
Well, he had an AR-15 and a handgun, so I don't know which gun he was actually shooting with that.
Wow, that's scary, too, because if you're hearing the gunshot and it's that round, I mean, you're not safe in your house. I mean, that bullet can go right through easily come through and, you know, everybody's in danger, right?
So obviously, it's a tense situation. That's why the neighborhood, several calls were made to our dispatchers. Again, our deputies, to their credit, run towards danger. They go towards the individual and end up shooting at him. He's still alive, as I understand it.
Was he wounded?
Yes, he was wounded.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
He was taken to hospital for his injuries, and Florida Department of Law Enforcement, we've called them in to have an unbiased investigation, look at this thing. Our deputies are on paid administrative leave. They'll probably report back to work in a couple of days.
Okay, which is normal. People, yeah. I saw online people were, why were they on administrative? Standard. That's the practice, right?
Yeah. I mean,
both for their benefit and for the investigation.
We have some mandatory things. There's drug tests and all that stuff that we have to go through, and then we want to just have a discussion with them and make sure that they're good with coming back to work. It's as simple as that.
I know FDLE is doing their investigation. Can you say, did they return fire with their pistols, or did they get their rifles out? Do you know? Can you say?
I can't say that.
Okay.
I can't say that.
Okay, fair enough. Because, he's got a rifle. If they've got pistols, that's extra impressive on top of the rest of it. So, well done. You also had some, construction site burglars who took a little cat nap after the cat burglary. Is that what happened?
Yeah. we had a couple of geniuses decide that they're going to break into and steal some stuff from a construction site. There are some pictures on our Facebook page. Looks like they took some... I guess drywall mix. They took a bunch of batteries, like portable drill type batteries, which are very expensive.
Oh yeah, they are.
And then they were in a red BMW, and then they leave the construction site and decide to find a parking lot, and go to sleep. We get
construction site burglary is exhausting work, sir.
It's hard stuff. It takes
stay rested to do your job safely. You know.
Well, so we end up resting. Charles Wilkerson and Isaac Jenkins charged them with burglary, obviously, and you can see some pictures on our social media platform. We got some drugs there. We got some, no doubt, right?
No,
we got some drugs there
in a BMW
in their car.
they're stealing some supplies and dealing drugs. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. So, anyways, we woke them up and told them that they're under arrest and seized the property, obviously, and give it back to the rifle owner.
Any firearms in that arrest?
No, I don't believe there were any firearms that were located. Yeah, thank goodness.
So you showed me a picture the stuff you just the weird stuff you find when you arrest people for drugs and like I guess they violated the camping ordinance too. Yeah. Well, no, the cars weren't included in that in the end. Sorry, go ahead.
What camping ordinance? This is in the county, by the way. We didn't get any firearms, but if you look at some of the pictures on top of this shiny red BMW, there's a pair of what used to be called brass knuckles. I'm not sure what they are now.
They're like stainless steel knuckles, yeah. Not even brass.
And then right next to a syringe, which is never good. You know, no, combination.
No, not really.
And then a cell phone, obviously.
I mean, I carry all of the above all the time, but, you know, just it's not at all.
You know, I think what's kind of cool also is you can see in the picture here. I'm just scrolling through the pictures now because I have nothing else to do, right?
Yeah.
And I see one, two, three, four of these batteries.
Yeah.
And they all have the names on them. Like everyone knows that they're valuable, so they put their own names on their chargers.
Like Jimmy Smith's battery.
Yeah, yeah, like you used to do with tools and stuff. You know, and you etch your little name in there so no one steals your tool and your battery. Didn't work.
I'm glad they got them back. That's the best part about that story. Also, you guys were involved in this Ernest Ward, former employee who embezzled, I guess, like $50,000 from all of these various school funds. Is that right?
Yeah, apparently she resigned before the school season started, I guess, the school year started. And then they wanted to do an audit, and they discovered there's some problems with their money. And we investigated it and found that, so she was the bookkeeper, when individual groups would raise money, cheerleading, band, all these sorts of things, football, they would raise the money and they would give them to her as the clearinghouse for the money. So that the thought there is that when they needed it, they'd come to her and get it. The problem was when they came to her to get it, it was not there. She had decided she's going to use it on her own. So we ended up charging her with about $50,000 worth of stealing.
Wow. And I saw the North Escambia report had it at, you know, about $5,000 here and $5,000 there, volleyball, FFA, library, cheerleading, $28,000 from the cheer team. Good Lord.
Cheerleading does, it's been my experience, cheerleading does a good job of fundraising.
Yeah, they do.
They get after it. And because cheerleading is quite expensive
right?
The outfits and the training and the
travel.
The travel and all the stuff they go to, all the tournaments that they go to. So I that does not surprise me at all. It does break my heart the fact that these students were raising this money to go to a trip or to get training or to have a competition. And then it's gone because someone decided they would use it on their own.
I thought the weirdest part of this story was that when asked, she apparently didn't even know how much she'd stolen. I mean, I guess she's, you know, not accounting for it on her side of the ledger. Like, she's not keeping a running tab or something. So, which, I don't know, maybe that's evidence. Maybe that's good. It's hard to keep track.
She's not the best bookkeeper in the world.
Maybe. Maybe so. You had something really good happen on Friday night. It's actually the reason you weren't able to go to the EggFest VIP was because you had a conflicting event. What happened Friday night?
Well, we were able to graduate our third class on our, I still call it brand new, but our new-ish Escambia County Sheriff's Office Training Academy. This is our third class. We graduated 17 brand new deputies. So it's pretty cool. We had a badge pinning ceremony. We were able to do this at Marcus Point Baptist Church. They're always kind enough to let us use their facility. And what you do is you have an individual that's important to you come and pin the badge. And we're on stage and 17 times a person came up there and pinned the deputies. And then after they put the badge on, then they raise their right hand and they take the oath of office to start their journey, or at least continue their journey as a Escambia County Sheriff's deputy and serve our community.
Now, this is the third class. How many total have you graduated? Do you know?
Well, I don't know the number. We average about 20 each class. Okay. 17, a little lower, because if you recall, the reason we have this class is because we want flexibility. And so at any given time when we start a class, okay, how many openings do we have?
Yeah.
Let's fill that class. So this class, I think we had, we started off with 18. We ended up graduating with 17.
Okay, so it's a pretty high matriculation rate. Because were these the ones that were over the summer when I saw your shoot house? They were the ones at the shooting range?
Yeah.
So that was the start. It was a couple of months ago. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay. We have two classes going on, so we're able to overlap. Again, part of the flexibility that we have here. I'll tell you this. I'll brag a little bit. Since we have three classes now, we have, you know, 20, 40, about 60 something, some odd deputies that have been through our training academy. And right now, if we look at our grades throughout the state, they're the highest in the state. Our state exam, the state law enforcement exam, our grades are the highest in the state. I think we've only had one failure out of all of those people that have taken the test.
do you have much of an issue with, I guess it'd be too soon to tell, people coming on board and then going somewhere else? Because I know sometimes that's a concern is, you know, you get them trained, they get through, and then, you know, I don't know if there's a, like, 2-year minimum service or something like that as well, but.
We don't have a minimum. We like to recruit locally. We're fortunate enough to have, a large population which mm-hmm. we can draw from. We also have the military influence here also. So we love to get recruits from the community, but we also love to get those that are getting out of the military and staying mm-hmm. around. So we do that, and we don't really have that much trouble with people going to other agencies. We do have people that decide, hey, this job ain't for me anymore,
sure.
I'm going to do something else. Or some of the military aspect of things, we have people getting transferred, in and out. So a lot of times we'll hire a spouse as a deputy, and then whenever their spouse gets transferred out, then they obviously have to go. So, but I'll be honest, we have a lot of them coming back. We have one or two of them that, a husband-wife team that may well come back here in the next month or so. So our recruiting is going very well. Our training academy is going very well. We're very proud of it. We have had other agencies come and tour our facility because they're wanting to start one on their own.
Yeah.
But man, when you see the look on their face when they raise the right hand and they give that oath, I remember years ago when I did it, just how proud I was to start this journey of service, and we really appreciate them.
By the way, I kind of pivoted immediately to the people who might leave, and I do want to give credit for, having such a high grade in the state because you're doing the training yourself, mm-hmm. you can oversee and make sure that they're being trained immediately on Escambia County laws and Escambia County Sheriff's Office procedures and policies, so you don't have to retrain them once you get them. I mean, that's all we've talked about many times.
Our programs, yes, everything is according to our policies, which saves us a lot of time.
Absolutely.
The average probably saves us a couple of months just in the training alone.
Yesterday, you were in the Veterans Day parade downtown, which did happen in the rain, right? So
we were some of the few that braved the weather. We knew it was going to rain, and we told them we're in no matter what. Now, we were going to have a couple of our other cars in there, but we decided not to bring our other cars. But you can see on our Facebook page just how important Veterans Day is.
Yeah.
Again, because think about the rain and you think about what our veterans are
going to
do, a lot
yes.
more than rain.
Right.
So the least we could do was get out there and walk downtown and say thank you to the people that are, that are lining the streets. The crowd obviously wasn't very big because of it was a rain, but it was also going, at times it was going sideways. So it was some pretty,
rough
I wouldn't
wind,
say
yeah.
a storm, but it was, it was a pretty, pretty steady drizzle the whole time.
You mentioned about like spouses of, do you typically, like if one spouse is in the service and one spouse is in, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, typically the female is with you or the male is with you or a mixture, both?
I think it's probably a mixture.
Okay.
I would say the last couple I recall were female spouses that were employed by the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And then they know that going in.
Yeah, sure, of course.
And if we can get a couple years of service out of them, that's worth it for
us. And they're probably going to go be a blessing to some other community as well. And if they come back that's a portable job, right? Obviously.
Right, that they're going to come back.
So I asked Sheriff Johnson this yesterday. He said about 50% of his sheriff's deputies are former military. Is it that high in Escambia County?
Yeah, I don't think that it's that high.
Okay.
In Escambia County, we have the cadet program, so mm-hmm. we try to get them pretty early.
Yeah.
And kind of like my career itself, whenever I started, I was 19 years old, so I was pretty early to start a career. And we're looking at doing that at the sheriff's office. We're not going to keep people from joining the military because we love getting the veterans. But again, they've already gone through boot camp,
right.
A certain level of maturity, and it kind of lends itself pretty well to law enforcement. But I would say that ours is not quite 50%, but obviously we value service and we allow. And we have to allow, but we certainly allow those that are joining the reserves to serve the country and their community.
And just for people who might be curious, 21 to be deputized, but there are job opportunities and internships for people who are 18, right? Or 19?
That's correct.
18? Okay.
Yeah,
right,
our cadet program's 18 and above.
Okay.
And then to be a certified law enforcement officer, you have to
be 21.
21 at our agency.
Very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, great information. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
You bet.